Good day, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'll have complete market details for you coming up when we get back right after this.
This is Daryl Holiday. Your future depends on higher yields, starting with pelletized lime from MK Minerals. Our finely ground high calcium lime powder is pelletized into smaller particles, so you use less, spend less, and weight less as our pelletized lime starts working as soon as it hits the soil. Great for low pH soils on newly planted winter wheat. Your fertilizer dealer knows about this. Ask him or find out more at MKMinerals.com.
Don't just settle for okay. Get MK. MK Minerals.
Did you know millennials often make recipes based on photos their friends share online? Market research conducted by Your Beef Checkoff finds nearly 60% of millennials have tried a recipe they saw posted on social media. And whether they are new to cooking or experienced, they want resources that boost their cooking expertise. While you're managing your cattle operation, Your Checkoff is giving millennials more opportunities to eat beef by sharing recipes and nutrition information. Learn and share more at MyBeefCheckoff.com. Paid for by Your Checkoff dollar.
Well, moderate to widespread losses were seen through the livestock market late today. Early support in lean hog futures quickly eroded, opening the door for additional strong losses as markets showed triple-digit losses in a couple of contracts. Corn prices were lower in light trade, September corn futures about 3 cents lower. While stock markets were higher in light trade, the Dow Jones is 36 points higher, while NASDAQ is up 19 points. Deferred live cattle futures appeared to be in the driver's seat early today, with moderate to strong losses seen in 2017 contract months. The focus quickly moved away from the current beef supplies and the ability to move product in retail outlets to long-term market uncertainty of sustaining meat demand over the next several months. Feeder cattle futures continue to erode slowly through the day, with very little additional support seen across the market. Even the pressure in corn markets today were unable to spark any additional interest to venture into the market. This kept prices sluggish through most of the session as moderate losses held out through midday. Grain futures were mostly lower today, pressured by choppy global markets and crop ratings that threw cold water on ideas that weather will damage potential record yields this fall. Wall Street remained focused on Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and not just for the scenery. Federal Reserve officials gathering there for their annual conference may provide more clues about the pace of interest rates increasing. But after strengthening yesterday, the dollar ended weaker today. While that helped stocks recover, crude oil again faded its rally from last week. Corn prices were lower with fairly steady selling overnight that took December futures down to its 25-day moving average. Soybeans were lower, though November futures held to an inside day and worked off session lows made in Asia. Wheat prices were mostly lower with only Minneapolis September that tried to hold. Much of the weakness focused on the Chicago September, which added a 15-cent carry to the May, just a week ahead of the first notice day for the next week. That's a look at all your markets. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network.